So I'm joined with Tony Elliott. So Tony, you were the Hereford United goalkeeper from 1989 to 1992. What do you remember from your time at Edgar Street?
Good times. It was a bit of a strange one for me because I went from being sort of the number one youth goalkeeper in the country to, dropping down into the what was then the fourth division. It was a bit of a culture shock for me to go from the big club in Birmingham City to, what was Hereford United in those days in the fourth division. But the great thing was it was an opportunity for me to, get probably better experience at senior football rather than playing youth team football. And inevitably, after a couple of weeks, that's what happened.
So what are your memories of the game against Manchester United in the FA Cup?
Oh, it was a fantastic time. I think at the time I was about 18, I think. And I'd broken into the side, I'd had got into the team and had a decent run. I had some indifferent games, but I was young, I was 18, and you're learning from your experiences at that point. But to be fair to Ian Bowie, he kept a lot of faith in me, and the great thing was we had a good cup run. I remember, before the Man United game, we actually played in the first round down at Farnborough, and it was the other way round. We were the underdogs against United, but Farnborough were the underdogs against us, and quite a partisan crowd, and they were getting behind them. And I remember having a really good game that day, and we ended up winning 1-0. Can't remember who scored the goal, but that was sort of the catalyst for us to go on and have the good cup run. But the United game was just something we dreamed of. I mean, when the draw came and we got pulled out of the hat first, you're always hoping that it's going to be a big name. And at that point, it weren't any big. It was either Man United or Liverpool, and we plumped for United. And the whole thing, the build up, for weeks really. And then obviously we prepped ourselves as best we could. But the day was just, it wasn't a blur. I remember quite a lot about it, but, I remember the pitch being soaking wet. We'd had a lot of rain, and there was talk of it being called off, and, Hereford officials were no way wanted that to happen because of the bumper crowd that we were going to have on that day, And obviously with the TV being there as well, it was extra money in the coffers for the club. So, fantastic day. Obviously the end result wasn't what we wanted, but we got very close, and, I remember afterwards going home and thinking we were literally minutes away from a replay and probably in front of 60,000-70,000 people at Old Trafford, which would have been unbelievable at that stage of my career, but it wasn't to be. And but again, a thoroughly enjoyable experience.
And you won some silverware that season with the Welsh Cup final. Do you remember much about the day at Cardiff Farmers Park?
Remember bits and bobs, a build-up. I remember the run-up to the game a few weeks before. Ian bought Roger Freestone in on loan because I had a bit of an indifferent spell in the side. I was struggling for a bit, and it's probably the right thing for him to do, So at the time, it didn't feel that way. I felt gutted, but looking back, it was probably the right thing for the team. Then it was a bit of pressure on me to sort of see who was going to play in the final. But Ian, he gave me another go, and he threw me in for the game, and I'd like to think I had a good game against Wrexham, and I think we acquitted ourselves really well. But it was a nice day. It wasn't a massive crowd, let's be honest. But we took a decent number of people down. It was always a bit of a grudge match against Wrexham. But I know a good friend of mine was in the opposite goal, Vince O'Keefe. Good buddies, and we have been since. So we sort of pitted our wits against each other. We've had a bit of banter about it since. But it was a beautiful day. Weather was fantastic. But it was fun, even better to walk up the stairs and pick up the trophy and salute the Hereford fans that made the journey down to Cardiff that day.
So you left Hereford in the summer of 92. You went to Huddersfield, then Carlisle, then Cardiff City in 96. Yeah. Plenty of ex-Hereford players there. There was Steve White, Gareth Stoker, Kevin Lloyd, also I think Gareth Davis was there on loan. What was your time like at Ninian Park?
Well, it nearly didn't happen. That summer I had a bit of a dispute with Carlisle. They wanted me to stay, and I refused or turned down a contract offer that I thought wasn't good enough for me at the time. So I actually went and talked to a couple of other clubs, and I went to one of the clubs was Lincoln, and John Beck was the manager. So I went to Lincoln with my good wife, good lady wife, Tracy, and we had a little bit of trip over there and had a chat with John Beck, and Tracy had a walk around the town. But when she got back, she said to me, I don't like it here. She said, I'm not comfortable. And I said, well, I'm not too sure about the club. I said, but we'll give it some thought. And lo and behold, on the way home, I get a phone call. And it was Phil Neal. the then Cardiff manager, and he said he'd done some due diligence on me, spoke to one or two people, and he asked me to immediately go for talk. So I actually went down and stayed in Ross that evening, went straight from Lincoln to Ross, stopped in Ross, and then went and met Phil at Simmons Yacht in the what was the little chef then, I think, just on the side of the dual carriage where we had a chat, and I agreed to sign. You know, he sold the club really well to me. And I had the first season was a really good season. I enjoyed it. You know, played in a couple of big Welsh derbies against Swansea. You know, they were fascinating, to say the least. But that was the start of the injury troubles that ended up finishing my career off. I got a back injury during my time at Cardiff, so quite bittersweet. You know, we had the birth of our middle son there as well in Caerphilly, so we have got quite an affinity with the place. But the injury, you know, really made things difficult for me. I was out for about 6 months. Cardiff ended up signing another goalkeeper, and in the end, I was surplus to requirements and ended up leaving and going to Scarborough. So
you mentioned about a career ended injury. What happened? Because I think you went to Scarborough, and then sadly your career ended in your early 30s.
Yeah, I was playing down at Orient, and quite innocuous really. Took a goal kick, lost my balance, fell backwards, and I just heard this huge clonk in my back. And fell backwards, and I thought nothing of it. I thought, oh well, probably just something moved back into place. So next thing, there's a through ball. I've tried to sprint, and I couldn't move my left leg. I thought, oh, that's not right. And very quickly recognised that I was in serious trouble. So they took me off, and then I went through a process for a couple of weeks of tests and everything else. It wasn't right. And I tried to come back. I played a couple of games, and to be honest, I was awful because of the pain I was in, and I couldn't run. But you know, at that point, the club only had one senior goalkeeper, so it was a case of having to play rather than wanting to play. And in the end, I had to go to the management and say, "Look, I can't do this. I'm in such pain." And that's when the procedure started of trying to get to the bottom of me back issue. And in the end. As hard as the club may try, you know, they tried. They couldn't find and solve the problem after various scans and, you know, procedures and all kinds of things. I ended up going to my own GP in Caerphilly, who was a specialist in rugby injuries, and he actually found what the problem was. And I went through a course of treatment, and in the end, I managed to get back to some kind of fitness. But at that time, then, as I say, there was another goalkeeper in the first team. And, they couldn't afford two senior goalkeepers on the wage bill at Cardiff at that time, and ended up moving to Scarborough and signed again for Mick Wadsworth, who played for at Carlisle.
So you moved into coaching. We're now here at the point for the Blind European Championships get underway on the 22nd of August. How are the squad shaping up?
Yeah, I mean, obviously now the squad are classed as full-time, so we're there together a hell of a lot. We've had, you know, quite a decent amount of preparation together as a group. You know, we've recently been to Korea in May, where we took part in the World Blind Game, the Blind World Games, and fantastic for us. We achieved a silver medal out there. We were literally 30 seconds from the gold, but Argentina snuck two goals in the last 30 seconds and took it out of our grasp. So again, a little bit of disappointment because we were that close, but. You know, maybe that's a good thing because it still keeps us chomping at the bit and wanting to achieve that gold in August when we got the European Championships at home here in Hereford. But the lads have worked extremely hard. They're a fantastic bunch. And we have to remember that we've got some world-class athletes here in this group. You know, Paralympians that have already been there in Beijing and in London as well. So we've got some fantastic sportsmen here who are at the top of their trade. You know, and it's a wonder to be around them every day when we have the camps. And I get very excited when I know that I'm travelling down from Carlisle, where I live, to Hereford to spend quality time with this group of people.